сюжетом, мам, сюжетом не полова. Яко за канелю пити, коли чорні брови. І сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сама не вантаю. І сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сама не вантаю. Житом, мам, сюжетом, мам, сюжетом, коли сорочки, яко за канелю пити, коли чорні очки. І сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сама не вантаю. І сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сама не вантаю. Мам, сюжету не пшениця, як дівчини не любити, коли чепуриться. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сам я не вартаю. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи прости, чи прости, сам я не вартаю. Житом, мам, сюжету не ячмінка, як дівчини не любити, коли українка. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сам я не вартаю. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сам я не вартаю. Діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сам я не вантаю. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сам я не вантаю. Житом, мам, сюжетом, мам, сюжетом, не гречанка, як дівчини не любити, коли галичанка. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сам я не вантаю. І сам же я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи пусти, чи пусти, сама не вантаю. Чи пусти, чи пусти, сама не вантаю.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was Millennia with a song about rye and mother's advice, Žitomate. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, as well. A review of a very interesting book. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a song that goes back a few years to about the 1980s. It is performed by a group called Dunka from an album, a vinyl album, recorded back in the 1980s. The album name is called Soundscape. And here is a song about something that's pretty common these days, at least on the west coast of Canada. Tuman Yarum, Mist in the Ravine.
Зеленого тільки видно, туба зеленого. Стояла під тим дубом, криниця стояла. В тій дівча воду брала в тій криниці, дівча воду брала. Ай, пустила золоте вітерце засмутило, козакове серце. А хто ж теє відерце дістане, той зі мною наручничок стане.
Listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
from Montreal, that was Cherem Shena, and another song that speaks to the weather, Oinohori Doshti Dea, it's raining in the mountains. And you know, you really can't do anything about the weather, you gotta take what you get. So what the heck, you might as well just dance. So strap on those dancing boots. Here is Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg and the Highland Shawtees. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is a bi-weekly series sponsored by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, featuring stories of Ukrainians and Jews working together in solidarity and harmony to restore and strengthen centuries-old bonds and affinities nearly destroyed by hostile outside forces in the bloody 20th century and even today. Tune in next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Обіцявся, він сія. się kazał, tylko ma, tylko szar, tylko on tu ma kosza.
Oj, kum do kumy zalecialsia,
oj, kumy moj,
i brat konopelki obiecialsia. Сорочечку обіцялася,
він усім вишивав, вишиваєш і казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
Ой, кум до куми залицявся,
ой, куми мої,
ти сорочечку обіцялася,
надівав, надівав, надіваєш і казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
That was Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv with Oy Kum Do Kume Zalitsyavsya. And coming up next is another group from Ukraine, and this goes back a few years. It is the Kyiv Orchestra of Folk Instruments and Ususida Khatabila.
Хата біла, у сусіда жінка вила, а у мене ніхто тинки, нема щастя, нема жінки, а у мене ніхто тинки, нема щастя, нема жінки. Сусід раньше мене сіє, у сусіда зеленіє, а у мене ні порада і нічого не сіяно, а у мене ні порада і нічого не сіяно. За сусідом молодиці, за сусідом і вдовиці, і дівчата поглядають, ці сусіда полюбляють, і дівчата поглядають, ці сусіда полюбляють. Є у мене сусідонька, люба мила дівчинонька, та не знаю, що робити, бо боюсь туди ходити, та не знаю, що робити, бо боюсь туди ходити. Здорова, сусідонько, люба мила дівчинонько, ой, яка ж ти гарнесенька, як сніжечек білесенька, ой, яка ж ти гарнесенька, як сніжечек білесенька. Вода була полюбила і рученьку заручила, і та потім так сказала, що я тебе не кохала, і та потім так сказала, що я тебе не кохала.
Welcome to Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knishka Corner, we will be discussing Stacy Zembritsky's book, According to Baba, a collaborative oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. According to Baba is the story of Sudbury's Ukrainian community during the years 1901 to 1939. Working with her grandmother, her Baba, Stacy used oral history interviews to trace the community's complicated social networks and political groups. This engrossing book discloses with honesty and respect what happened when Stacy tried to capture these experiences through oral history. In 2001, Stacy Zembritsky was a graduate student doing doctoral research. While looking for a topic, she remembered her Baba's stories about Sudbury and decided to focus on an oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. While the history of Ukrainian-Canadian settlement on the prairies has been well documented, there was very little information about Ukrainian-Canadian communities in mining towns such as Sudbury, Ontario. Stacy began her project by asking for volunteers at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Sudbury to share their stories. No one responded. Stacy needed help, and her Baba started calling her friends. The resulting research project was an unconventional oral history, which was a collaboration between Stacy and her grandmother. During the interviews, Baba frequently interrupted the process and interjected her views on the topic being discussed. Frustrated at her lack of control, Stacy decided that the only way to get through her research project was to share authority with her Baba. She tells readers that for her, this project was about working with my Baba and listening deeply to stories about her home, her identity, and ultimately her community. In total, the two interviewed 72 people. The resulting 2007 dissertation eventually became the book, According to Baba, a collaborative oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. This book examines several important aspects of the Sudbury Ukrainian-Canadian community from 1901 to 1939 in its five chapters: building, recreating home and community, solidifying organized Ukrainian life, contesting confrontational identities, cultivating Depression-era households, and remembering Baba Sudbury. The early chapters describe Stacy's family history. These were very difficult economic times as the Sudbury mining industry was developing, and then came the Depression years. Families struggled to feed their children, to keep a roof over their heads, and to establish a social and religious network to preserve their Ukrainian culture and traditions. According to Baba is an important story which details the growth of the Ukrainian community in Sudbury through the eyes of its participants. The personal details and observations give readers great insights into the lives and personal moments of these pioneers of Ukrainian community life in Sudbury. Their dedication to building churches and community centers shows the importance of preserving Ukrainian traditions in their lives through religion, education, concerts, drama productions, and other community events. Although this book is the result of an academic endeavor, readers will definitely enjoy the stories of the interviews. There are extensive footnotes and a lengthy bibliography for anyone wanting to do further research. The discussion of the process of oral history is at times repetitive, but it is important to understanding how the book was produced and why it turned out the way it did. A particularly interesting aspect of this book is Stacy's examination of the role of the Ukrainian Labor Farm Temple Association in Sudbury. Communist sympathizers are rarely discussed in historical accounts in a positive light, but this book reveals that they played an important sociocultural and educational role in the community. Stacy Zimbritsky is a professor in the Department of History at Concordia University in Montreal. She has written for several academic journals, including Oral History, Canadian Historical Review, Journal of Modern Jewish Studies, Urban History Review, and the Journal of Canadian Studies. Along with Anna Scheftel, Stacy edited the book Oral History Off the Record, Toward an Ethnography of Practice, which won the 2014 Oral History Association Book Award. According to Baba, was published in 2014 and is accompanied by the website www.sudburyukrainians.ca. Currently, Stacy is working on an oral history about the environment and health in the Sudbury region, as well as a book about Holocaust stories. According to Baba, was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. According to Baba, is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ось під вербами село Чопілки, там і грають блюзі хлопці одинокі, і серце моє крають вишньоокі дівки. Ввечері у п'ятницю прийду з роботи, скину я спецівку та кирзоні боти. Чуб на бріоліню, діну джинси левіс, буду рвати струни, наче справжній Еліс. А хтось у Київ пнеться, та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ці квітом криті балки. Співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі, серце я залишив у селі Чопілки. Як ракета по хайвею летить моя Волга, до Чопілків лишилось недовго. Знаю, суміш вибухова, наче той долов. Пиво, кохання та рок-н-рол. Ввечері у п'ятницю прийду з роботи, скину я спецівку та кирзоні боти. Чуб на бріолінню, тіну джинси левіс, буду рвати струни, наче справжній Еліс. А хтось у Київ пнеться, та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ці квітом криті балки. І співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі, серце я залишив у селі Чопілки. Та й покращу долю, а мені миліші ці квітом криті балки. І співає моє серце, наче птиця на волі. Серце я залишив у селі Чопілки. Своє серце я залишив у селі Чопілки.
And a Ukrainian remake of Alan Jackson's Chattahoochee, and that was definitely set in Ukraine by a Ukrainian artist by the name of Anton Mukharsky. Bringing it closer to home, we're going to sort of stay on the topic of water, and the way the rain's coming down, we just might need one of these. This is the Ukrainian Prairie Band from right here in the Fraser Valley, and Choven, the boat. now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
At least 6 Ukrainian soldiers have been wounded after militant fire overnight. As TSN news agency reports, they were immediately transported to hospitals at neighboring regions. The most intense shelling happened in the Mariupol area, which still remains a hotspot on the Donbas conflict zone map. Separatists used 122mm cannon artillery systems and mortars of both calibers in the villages of Shirokine, Vodyane and Lebedinske. Ukraine's ADO headquarters reports 29 cases when combined Russian separatist forces attacked Ukrainian army positions in eastern Ukraine in the past 24 hours, including 20 in the Mariupol sector, 6 barrages in the Luhansk sector and 3 in Donetsk sector. The past day in Ukraine's ATO zone has brought a loss. 1 Ukrainian soldier died with 7 more wounded. The ATO press service reports an intensification in militant fire around Donbas. Russian-backed separatists have performed 61 attacks overnight, using mortars and cannons along the whole front line. 29 cases of the truce being broke were recorded in the Luhansk zone. As has appeared to be constantly the case, the townships of Novoalexandrivka, Krymske, Boguslavske, Novozvanivka and Popasna. Militants fired mortars, grenade launchers and small arms in this sector. 23 provocations have happened in the Mariupol area, with the separatists firing 152 and 122 caliber artillery. 9 cases of shelling have taken place in the Donetsk areas with the very same type of weapons. Right-wing organization Misanthropic Division claimed responsibility for murdering Arseniy Pavlov, the warlord of Donbas separatists and leader of one of the military divisions fighting against Ukrainian soldiers. The organization's members have published a short video where they admit killing the notorious Russian-backed separatist. They threaten to do the same with other leaders of the self-proclaimed republics. There's another version of the murder reported by Ukrainian volunteer Roman Donik. According to him, Pavlo was bombed by members of some local military brigade led by the Abkhazian servicemen. Pavlov's wife had a few disputes with their members and openly despised them. In response, they had been threatening to kill the separatists. Arseniy Pavlov was killed on October the 16th by an explosion in a building lift. The so-called Prime Minister of self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, Oleksandr Zakharchenko, declared the killing had been staged by the Ukrainian security services and it was a declaration of war by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. The terrorist was known for acting barbarously towards war hostages. He has committed a series of war crimes, including the killing of unarmed Ukrainian captive soldier, Donetsk airport defender, hero of Ukraine Ihor Branovitsky.
Bomb disposal experts risk their lives no less than their army counterparts directly fighting with an enemy, because militants act treacherously, leaving hidden deadly surprises in the ground. The landmines and tripwires are exactly what D-miners deal with. It may be quiet there and no combat action happening, but D-miners are always fully equipped. However, mine detecting sets don't safeguard in all situations, because they sometimes cannot locate anti-personnel mines. The work of bomb disposal is to find out and deactivate mines. 200-gram TNT block is enough for that purpose. Deactivation takes place away from inhabited areas. As bomb disposal experts say, they mainly find anti-personal fragmentation mines. And if a person trips it, a fatal outcome follows, or that person can become disabled for life. Even most experienced specialists can make mistakes. A D-miner makes a mistake only once, and that's it. Bomb disposal technicians have their own superstitions. No photographing, showering or shaving before the operation. Only when the work is done, they can have a sigh of relief. A warfare with mines is treacherous. It's not a battle with heroic victories. They silently, without fuss and public recognition, daily win a treacherous enemy. It's there who draw the line under wars. They eliminate last traces of war after remains of shells, even when combat actions are over.
A massive buildup of military equipment in the occupied part of Donbas has been reported by the volunteer initiative Inform Napalm. The shots, which have been taken by drone aircrafts, show the whole Rainforest Battalion tactical group of the Russian occupation forces. Several models of the spotted military equipment clearly point to the Russian origin. In the area of Chistakovo, the aerial intelligence has recorded Russian militants who were stationed at the sector close to a military firing range. The photos also demonstrate a convoy of 20 tanks, 25 infantry fighting vehicles, 4 122mm self-propelled howitzers, 5 armored personnel carriers, 1 surface-to-air missile system mounted on an armored vehicle along with other types of equipment. These drones have also provided footage of 2 meteorite mine-clearing vehicles that are exclusively serving in the Russian army. They are used to defeat manpower in 45 ruins, as happened during the assault of Donetsk airport by Russian-backed forces. The Russian security service continues searching the homes of Crimean Tatars in Bakhchisarai, according to Zair Smedlyayev, head of the Central Election Committee of the Kurultai. He says Russian FSB raided the homes of Enver Abduveliyev and Asan Serverov. They're being accused of participating in a volunteer battalion at the border of occupied Crimea and Ukraine. Computers have been confiscated from both houses. Today, there are 2 court hearings scheduled for the Crimean Tatars. Both men are being charged with taking part in a terrorist group, along with other fictional crimes. As well today, Ilmi Umerov, deputy head of the Majlis, will be interrogated, being accused of encroachment on territorial integrity of Russia after his interview, where he stated Crimea is not part of Russia. The first 4 prison sentences were given to Kharkiv anti-Maidan activists. Among them was Donbas warlord Arseniy Pavlov, killed on October the 16th. 4 people who tried to seize the Kharkiv Region Administration building were sentenced to 5 years in prison. 2 of them with a suspended sentence of 3 years. Some other 60 anti-Maidan activists are still awaiting their court decisions. The arrested man participated in rallies in April 2014, which grew into mass unrest. Pro-Russian activists got into and seized the administration house. The trial on them has been in the process since 2014. They're accused of organizing public riots accompanied with violence, arson, destruction of property, and seizure of buildings. The verdict hasn't come into effect yet, so the defendants have time to appeal. But Kharkiv patriots say they have been waiting for that decision since summer 2014. On October the 10th, the German city of Passau hosted a panel discussion on the future of Europe with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, European Council President Donald Tusk, and European Parliament President Martin Schulz. They all called for the extension of sanctions against Russia because of the latter's activities in eastern Ukraine and Syria. At the same time, Schulz said that the EU's goal is to keep the channel for dialogues open with the Russians in order to avoid the situation when Russia becomes a pariah. Tusk also stated that normal relations with Russia is a priority, but the sanctions must be prolonged because the purpose of the restrictions hasn't been reached yet. Five hours of talks were needed for the Normandy group to prepare a new document, which outlines steps to reach peace in eastern Ukraine. It was called a roadmap for the Minsk Agreement's implementation. The presidents of France, Ukraine, Russia, and the Chancellor of Germany met at around 7 in the evening Kyiv time and came to the common understanding late at night. The draft provides a list of gradual measures regarding the Minsk agreements, what obligations and time deadlines the parties have. The final document will have been worked on by the end of November, when the foreign ministers of the 4 countries adopt the finalized roadmap. Most of the time we talked about the security issues, and we emphasized that all components of the security issues within the Minsk agreements are integral part of the roadmap. Those are a withdrawal of foreign troops and access of the OSCE special monitoring mission to all the territory, including the contact line and uncontrolled part of Ukraine-Russia border. Angela Merkel, together with François Hollande, directly after the meeting discussed the Syrian question with Vladimir Putin. At around 2 a.m. Kyiv time, the German and French leaders come up before the journalists for a press conference. Merkel states before finalizing the roadmap, a lot of work must be done, and adds that security issues should be solved along with the political part of the Minsk.
If we look closer at the Minsk deal, Ukraine gets a control over its border only in the end of the Minsk process. Before it happens, we have agreed that OSCE observers can easily travel up to the border. Sometimes it's possible, sometimes problematic. The Russian president confirmed it. When a law on local elections in Donbas is adopted and elections are underway, then we can talk about an armed mission of the OSCE.
Today in Brussels, Merkel and Hollande will discuss Russia's actions in Ukraine and Syria, together with the EU members during the European Council summit. Pavlo Klimkin, Ukraine's foreign minister, has talked about the speed-up of visa-free regime introduction for Ukraine with Margot Wallström, his Swedish colleague. The meeting took place in Luxembourg, where the head of Ukraine's foreign ministry is paying his working visit on October the 16th to the 17th. There, he has scheduled a couple of meetings in a format Ukraine plus EU Friends of Ukraine. He will also have a range of talks with the European commissioners concerning sanction prolongation against Russia, cancellation of visas for Ukrainians, and ratification of the association agreement between Ukraine and the EU.
3, 2.
Antares rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station has finally taken off from Virginia's eastern shore on October the 18th. This is a joint American, Ukrainian and Russian project, which have been finalized nearly 2 years of preparation as Antares exploded seconds after the previous launch, destroying the company's Virginia facility. The design of the core stage of the rocket was developed by Yuzhny Design Bureau and produced in Yuzhny Machine Building Plant in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. The engines were produced in Russia and rebuilt after the failed start in October 2014. The Ukrainian designers say a successful launch of Antares is a perspective for rapid growth of Ukraine's aerospace industry. The example of Antares is proof of a unique cooperation between Ukrainian and American companies. Around the world, there are a few similar cases of cooperation. We practically have all technologies to design every element for that project.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. and Jaden Chornoboy from Steinbach, Manitoba, from his CD In Tradition, and a medley of some folk songs, not quite Ukrainian, but certainly beloved by Ukrainians. And those songs were, of course, You Are My Sunshine and This Land Is Our Land. And up next, a song that is uniquely Canadian and Ukrainian-Canadian at that. This is Ron Cahoot's classic Fly Cossack, and is performed by Shum from Winnipeg.
Cossacking, cossacking.
Riding with his fellow Cossack at his side, and you can feel the Cossack full of pride and passion's grace. On their way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead them on to victory and grace of God, believing freedom is a right that all men have to see. And fighting for what you believe in has to be. It's a right man have to see. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity. Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is, be, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity. Now, the Cossack is just a story, but his legend lives on. Of the glory, what he lived and he died for, so no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if that Cossack has to die, then let him find his glory neath the skies, so you can hear of how and why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. He still lives on in the hearts of men. Try, Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is, be, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity.
Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Тиха вода береге ломить. And our proverb of the week translates as silent waters cut away the shore. And that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To wrap it up, we have the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg from their CD Hooked on Ukrainian Music and the Western River Waltz. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.